Nick's News. Nick's News. Nick's News.
News you may have missed from the week gone by. First, the George Bush quote of the week. More and more of our imports are coming from overseas. You're not wrong there, George. These are things George Bush said during his presidency when he was running the planet. Thank God for that man. Right, on to another story from the US. US police officers shot an alligator twice in the head before realising it was a garden ornament. Yes, they did. It brings to mind the Hampshire tiger scare from the other week, of course. We don't shoot them. We just run them over with a helicopter. And then stop cricket matches, get people off golf courses, block the M27, all because of a plastic tiger. Great. You don't get tigers in Hampshire. Mm. The officers have apparently been called to a home in Kansas City, after a passerby reported seeing an alligator by a pond, and when they saw the creature in the grass, they were quick to reach for their rifle and shoot it twice in the head. That's it. It's only in America. Shoot first, then ask questions. What do you mean it's dead? Okay, right. It was only when the second shot bounced off the alligator that the officers realised it was made of concrete. I was telling the difference between concrete and alligator is difficult. I appreciate that. The number of people you see walking around with concrete shoes on as opposed to alligator variety is amazing, really, isn't it? Well, in the United States, it is. Hmm. Homeowner Rick Sheridan told police that I placed the ornament by the pond to keep children away. Yeah, ornaments do have that effect on children, don't they? I've seen it all the time. Don't go near that ornament and they stay miles away from him. There are no alligators around here. We're too far north. It's too cold, said Bill Graham, a spokesman for the Missouri Department of... So they find an... Yeah, all right. Okay. They should have gone for the tiger option, shouldn't he, really, in that case? Well, they don't mind the cold, and the shots don't bounce off them either. The founder of the Glastonbury Festival, Michael Ebis, has said that booking the Wombles... was a bit of a mistake. I've got 25 stages... and managers and bookers for each of the stages. I can't control every single one of them, but I do get cross about that kind of thing. How can you get cross about a Womble? I mean, surely at the end of the festival, they'll do all the cleaning up for free, won't they? Womble band creator Mike Batt said he probably doesn't realise what a fantastic live act the Wombles are. Yes, in the 70s, the group had 9 hit singles and 4 gold albums. Yes, indeed, the 70s. Surely the pinnacle of our musical gift to the world, the Wombles. The hour-long set on the Avalon stage on Sunday the 26th of June will feature hits such as Remember You're a Womble. Serious music fans will no doubt be making a beeline for the Avalon stage then. Who needs Wagner when you've got Wombles? There's alliteration for you. Talking of Wagner, the Germans have been voted the world's least funny nationality in a global poll. Which names Americans as the funniest? Yes, about 30,000 people across 15 countries were asked to name both the funniest and least funny nationality in the poll. Quite why I don't need to know this, I'm not sure. But the Americans were voted the world's funniest nationality by some margin, ahead of the Spanish in second and the Italians in third. But then the Americans have got George Bush, the Italians have got Berlusconi, and the Spanish owe the rest of Europe a fortune. Of course they're the funniest. Why do you need 30,000 people to tell you that? It's obvious, isn't it?
Sport! Sport!
Sport indeed. The world is waiting, according to this report it tells me here, the world is waiting to see Wayne Rooney's new look after the footballer admitted he'd had a hair transplant. Yes, of course they are. In fact, I've cancelled a planned holiday. Yeah, and I know the government, they're shutting up shop early once we all know the date of the unveiling. Because that's what they do with footballers. They unveil them, don't they? We're unveiling new players. They actually stand them on a block of stone, cover them in a big sheet and ask the Queen to come down and pull a cord. And they go, here we are, it's our new footballer. We've just unveiled him. A photograph of the Manchester United and England striker leaving a private clinic in London's West End wearing a baseball cap underneath a hooded top was published in a newspaper. Why he felt he needed two types of covering, I'm not sure. Maybe because he thought that the cameras would be able to see beneath the baseball cap. He'd think that way, wouldn't he? Rooney, 25, thank goodness we know his age, later tweeted, just to confirm to all my followers, i.e. he knew he'd been caught. I've had a hair transplant. I was going bald at 25, so why not? I'm delighted with the result. It only cost him 30,000 quid, apparently. Cheap at half the price, isn't it, really? Phew, yeah. Presumably he's had it done so he can continue to attract the older women at a price that he can afford. But whose hair has he taken? And does it cost more if you sell it to a footballer? Or did he use horse hair? Well, it's cheaper, isn't it, really? But it grows longer and it might make him run faster. Finally, in the sport, the BBC will broadcast the men's and women's singles final at this year's Wimbledon Championships live in 3D. Yeah, the match is scheduled to be played on the 2nd of July and Sunday the 3rd of July. First programme to be shown in 3D by the BBC. Yeah, both of the people who will be watching it were pleased and delighted that the BBC will be sending them the bill. Oh, they won't be sending them the bill. Oh, of course not. No, so they won't get the bill for this historic and much needed service.
Weather. Yes, it's you, weather boy. Fail your exams, did you? Just look out the window and tell us the weather.
Who needs Avatar when you've got Wimbledon? It's an overcast day. Rain soon spreading in from the west. In fact, it's here. It'll reach Portsmouth by the early morning. Is this early morning? Of course it is. It's 10:30. You should be up by now. The rain will become persistent and at times quite heavy in many areas. Thank goodness for that. I won't have to water the hanging baskets. It's out there. Use that rain usefully and use it meaningfully if you can